Penguin Random House Canada Audio presents Life on the Ground Floor, Letters from the Edge of Emergency Medicine by James Miskolic. Read for you by the author.
A is for airway. From the moment we are pushed into the light, take a wet lungful of air and scream out, "How cold!" This body is ours alone. Its beautiful eyes and grasping hands, and it is connected to the future by the airway. If you run a finger from your lips past the soft underside of your chin, you'll feel a hard lump of bone halfway down your neck. This is your upper airway. This is what Baruch and Sophia were tracing. To me, it is the most important part of your body, because without an open one, there's no breathing, only drying. When I was small, my grandfather showed me how to dangle small snares in a stick leaned on a tree, so squirrels would run into the loops. They struggled, the snare tightened, and with it, their tether to the breathing world. My brother and I would pick them up in the morning stiff, dangling from their nooses. You could skin them for fur, get a dollar or two. I never learned how to do it. Their bodies were small, and one nick through the hide would make them worthless. I would turn over in the bed of the one-room trapper's cabin, flip open my book. My brother had patience. He sat in the middle of the floor in a wooden chair, squirrel in his lap, making the tiny cuts. The first ones took him 20 minutes, but he got faster. My grandfather sat beside him, knife flashing, then turned the skins inside out, stretched them on oval boards until they dried. The airway isn't a real thing. It's empty space over which a body pulls in wind as breath, then moves it out, vibrating it into cry.